All right, let's call our meeting to order. We'll call our meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And again, this is a reminder that this meeting is being live streamed and recorded. Your attendance at this meeting is your consent to be live streamed, recorded, and broadcast on the town's website. If you have any electronic devices, please put them on airplane mode. Thank you for your cooperation. Well, first thing we have is the election of the officers for the new year. What happens?
I'll nominate Ken C. Carr for president.
I'll second him.
Any others? All right. There's been a motion to elect Ken C. Carr as president and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And for vice president?
I'll nominate Debbie Johnson.
I'll second that.
I'll accept.
All right. There's been a motion and a second for vice president as Debbie Johnson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The minutes from the previous meeting. Are there any corrections that need to be made? If not, is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second that motion.
A motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And we'll sign off after the meeting. Departmental reports, police department. Rob?
I have nothing more to add than what I've turned in.
All right. Fire department, John?
Nothing more.
Oh, this is going to be a fast meeting. Right. electric department, Todd? Property and street, Eric?
Nothing further.
I wanted to say, though, I hate to hear about
peer pressure, like, don't dare speak up.
I will tell you, Eric, I'm sorry to hear Brian can't come back to us again. That's a major loss to us again. We definitely need to look for somebody, don't we?
Matt's going to bring that up.
Okay, very good. We'll leave it to Matt.
There goes our street. Yeah.
Our wastewater water department?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a short straw this month.
Yeah, you're going to have to push that up into view.
Do I have to?
A little more.
Hey, there you go. You made it.
Okay. Let's see. We got one change to the report on the water. We ended up having 4 leaks this past month. All the service lines, no major main breaks, but one of them did end up resulting in after hour work, and that one actually happened this morning. 3 men, average of 6.5 hours a person for a service line leak at the 7th and Missouri.
Except to Missouri. Yep. Weather related, Ben, or do we know?
No, it looks like it was a malfunction of the fitting.
Okay.
But, next, I wanted to acknowledge that Brian Huffman passed his IDEM water distribution test for his distribution small certification. So he's now a certified operator for the town. And then he will be finishing up his apprentice program this semester. Ryan Aiding is taking his 3rd semester, which is his study cram course semester for his test for his wastewater class 2. He'll be sending in that letter to IDEM within the next month. And then also I'd like to ask permission to send 5 people to Huntingburg on February 4th for pipeline safety meeting. The cost is free. It's put on by TransCanada Pipeline and 811. It's at 8:30 to roughly noon at Huntingburg Event Center.
This is something we do every year too, right? Yeah, standard. And I think other departments go also.
Yeah, if you don't mind to approve all of us, street as well. We all go that as approved.
So street, electric, and water, wastewater.
Someone going to be around if we need a...
Yeah, we'll have our phone, like, so we're just going to be at Honeyburg. Some tests we ran earlier that morning.
All right, so we need a motion then to allow all employees of the wastewater, water, electric, and street department to attend the training class, pipeline safety meeting class at Honeyburg on February 4th from 8:30 until noon with transportation.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now the permission for education to send five people from the water and wastewater department to the Indiana Alliance Conference in French Lick, March 17th to the 19th. Varying days between who goes when. So not everybody will be gone at once. Looked at the cost. It's going to be $1,230 plus transportation and meals for those five individuals.
Pretty steep cost, isn't it?
The Alliance is the more expensive one. Why we try to cut down. We don't send the guys have certifications from other departments into this one as often. But this is the bulk one where we go through the new updates through IDEM. They have all the fresh stuff for the year, the changes, and then the regulations that are coming in.
And at least it's close.
And it counts towards your education hours?
Yes. Yeah, there's an availability of 14 hours this period. So guys should be able to get at least five per day.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve sending five members of the water, wastewater department to the Indiana Alliance Conference in French Lick during March 17th through the 19th, with various people attending on separate days. The cost will be $1,230 plus transportation and meals on the days they attend.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
And then other projects we have going on. Needing permission to buy a new flight pump. That's a specific wastewater pump for our return activated sludge or RAS pit at the treatment plant. We currently have one that is down. We need three on hand to rotate. We don't have any on our backup stock. It was used at another lift station this past year. The other one, I just got word, was not able to be rebuilt, that we had sent down to be checked out. Mm-hmm. So the cost of that one is $16,342.60.
So this is a pump to replace the one that you can't have rebuilt?
No, yeah. And then we just took one out because it's damaged, and we're going to see if that one can be rebuilt before we need to purchase another one.
Can you tell me that cost one more time?
$16,342.60.
Thanks.
All right.
Is there any other? Would it have to be flight?
I've been trying to find out more information. Everybody around us that I have contact with is flight bound. The service around here for flight is by far the best. The pumps that we've been taking out have lasted over 20 years. The other companies I've been finding have been lasting about 10 years. They're about 70% of the cost. So a little bit more money, but we're getting twice the life.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. I'll second.
Motion's been made to purchase a new flight pump at a cost of $16,342.60. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Another piece is a new GPS configuration unit. for GIS system. This is from Trimble. Todd, Kyle, Eric, and I have all kind of sat down on this one. Sat down with Trimble's numbers on what they had. This is the best support we believe we can get for the most secure pricing. It's 10 on this product. The other one, the one we would like is $10,696. The other one we were looking at was $250 a month with an upfront cost of $5,200. The last system we bought is estimating about 10 years old. Between when we started using the GIS system, the age of the Trimble unit itself according to the serial number. So we feel like this $10,696 one would be our best bet. There's a $250 a year subscription charge for the system.
For the
Trimble unit.
For the one that's $10,696. Yeah.
Versus the $250 a month.
Oh, that's a month. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, versus a $250. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought that was in addition to the $10,000.
Yeah.
So it's flat $250, not $250 per month.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? On top of the $10,696.
Yes, $250 per year.
Per year. And that's to keep it updated with software and that kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, support system through their app system. Web-based system.
So this system best fits what we're using. Okay. All right.
And the cost is split.
I take it we have that covered in our budgets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need a motion then to allow the purchase of a new GPS unit at a cost of $10,696 plus a $250 per year fee.
The $10,000 is total cost. It's not per department, correct?
No,
correct.
It's total cost.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
And the $250 is total cost as well.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve purchase of the GPS unit recommended.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And then the last thing is we're working with Librings for the project. We discussed about putting out the supply bid for them, help them get a little better pricing for the water main and sewer renovation project for their new building. We're waiting for items to come back on the permits, but if it comes back before our next council meeting, I'd like to have the permission to send those requests for bids.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem, but let's have a motion to allow Ben to send out bid notices for the library project, water and sewer.
And this is reimbursable, like you said on here, from Librings. Yes, yeah. I'll make a motion to that effect, Ken.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That's it.
Thank you. You Thank other guys. Job.
Let Ben take those hits for you.
All right. Okay, park department, Matt.
Nothing that was already mentioned in my report. I just wanted to discuss the resignation of Brian Bullis and request. Or discuss, I guess, the hiring of a replacement for that position.
Yeah, well, we had that discussion a while back when we brought Brian back for a reason for it. So there's probably, we'll need some type of a job description. I don't remember if we had one.
I sent it to Eric and he said it was fine, what we advertised last summer.
Okay.
And never really acted on it, but it's accurate, I think.
Yeah.
So. Pretty well what we had in there is what you have in mind for that job.
Right.
And again, it's a part-time job, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we call it seasonal because it's full-time during a season.
Okay.
Would we ever want to consider full-time and they do that seasonally in the summer and help with the street department otherwise? I don't know. Just something to think about.
We'd have to look at the budget to see what's there. I know, you know.
I know there are times they could use another man on board there, I think, and that was something that was talked about before Tom left. It just popped in my mind at the budget meeting. I think Tom mentioned something about it, but at this point we hadn't done that, so.
Yeah. Right now that part's not in there, but we could look at it as we get closer to budget time.
Mention it because we already have, if we have part-time, some of those wages are already built in, you know, and in the budget itself, so we'd have to find additional for the balance of the year, so. And I realize it'd be most likely a little bit higher wage, I guess, when we start. I can't remember where Brian was. But anyway, for the sake of discussion, I wanted to mention that. I think they could use somebody, especially as they try to help more in the parks and things like that. I guess that's a discussion topic for another day.
Yeah. I'd say let's proceed with the part-time first, just to see if we can find anybody of interest out there.
Okay.
And then we can come back and address the other.
Well, I just don't want to have two of them on. That's why I was, you know what I mean? We don't want to have a part-time and a full-time if we have budget for a part-time and we can hire a full-time.
Yeah, the only thing is the full-time guy is going to have a higher wage, paying a higher wage guy to mow lawns.
Okay.
Yeah, plus.
And this is, I mean, a seasonal employee is not necessarily guaranteed for the next season, is that
right? Right.
So. Right. That's true.
Or if you get somebody trained.
Sure.
They would be able to follow through for the next year.
Yeah, let's at least start with the part-time, and then we can address as we get closer to budget and see where we're at, because I know right now I don't think the money's there. So I need a motion then to allow Eric to advertise for a part-time seasonal employee whose main work will be cutting grass. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made. Second. I will second it. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
So that was two and then one?
Two and one, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Got it.
And then I also had in my report about a water leak that's been known for quite a while, but I'll defer to both Ben and Eric to speak better about it, but I know it's been lingering for a while, and I think we were relegated to make a repair is the best means of action at this point, so.
Repair or replacement?
A replacement, I guess, would be. Replace a portion of the line, so I'll defer to you guys. You guys know that.
Yeah, it's probably roughly, 270 feet?
Yeah.
It's really hard to pinpoint this, so Anthel will run this new part of the line, because we're good on the other end of it, so I think that's...
Yeah, if there's a pinhole somewhere in the line between where it comes across the asphalt of the parking lot on the north side of the asphalt to the first set of bathrooms, we put valving in and it's somewhere between that section. Our problem is the way the line runs, we can't find where the line actually runs between the two. It took us this long just to find where it is coming through the asphalt.
Oh, my.
So to replace it then, what are you going to do? Are we going to cut through the asphalt?
Go up there so that it can be. I'm kind of in your vision line, I think.
No, we'll be taking off from the north side of the asphalt where we found the line at. We put a valve system in there. What we'll do there is we'll just run a new line right there at the asphalt behind the curb line, north side of the curb line, will run straight to the connection point where the bathrooms connect at.
essentially where the soft or where the softball batting cage is in that area.
Okay.
Over behind the bleachers.
In that grass area.
In that grass area to the restroom.
How big a line is it?
Inch and a half.
And it feeds up the hill to the other.
So, roughly estimating it'd be about 2 to 2.5 days where there won't be any bathroom availability as we run the line.
Okay.
At all? Not at either site?
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
That's right. Let's just make sure we let Peyton know so she gets that out.
Good point. Yeah. Okay.
So the cost was $1,500 for the materials.
Yeah.
And then the work would be done by the town.
Yeah. Okay. The water department's going to help out on that.
So does the parking lot get dug up, or is it underneath it?
It's all in the grass area.
It's all in the grass area.
Yeah. Between the softball
you're
fence
just
and the parking lot itself.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Area there.
Yeah, there will be a section. We're going to keep it narrow, about 16 inches of concrete that will have to be cut out there where the ramp is to go into the ball field. But that's the only spot that will have to be cut. We're hoping to be able to, that path is too wide to be able to kind of bore our way underneath it with our jetter back. We should be able to do that with the sidewalks easily.
How wide is that sidewalk?
That one is 16 feet.
16 feet.
I believe it's what the measurement. It's between 12 and 16, I'm not exactly sure right now.
Okay.
But the other sidewalks are simple 4-foot sidewalks, so we can get the jetter back underneath that. Just the other one's too wide.
So when would you do this then? Or
we can start tomorrow.
Okay.
Sure. It's got to be done.
Yeah. Need a motion to allow Ben and his crew to proceed with the replacement of the water line at the 18th Street Park as described here in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
The motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. That's all I have.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, did you say that, Rich Clark?
Well, that was on the in
oh,
the
okay. Report.
The next items.
Okay. Redevelopment Commission. Debbie, you want to update tonight's meeting?
We had a good meeting tonight. Presentation was made by PIC and their associates that are planning the project to the RDC. At this point, we will be having a meeting with our attorney in executive session, I believe, which will be advertised to look at the agreements and have some discussion. And that meeting is set for February 10th, which Tammy will advertise. And that's, unless you have something else you want to add. That's
yep.
About update.
Okay. And marketing, she had her report out, and
yeah.
She didn't say there was anything else to add. So, all right, moving into business appointments for the park board. Mike Steffi has left us, and Matt, you want to spiel
sure.
Your person that you feel?
We've had some conversations with Rich Clark. The other board members would be in agreement that we think he would be a great addition to replace Mike Steffi. So it would be a four-year term.
Okay, so Mike's was up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I know Rich, I think he would be a highly valuable person too.
I do too. And he would engage well.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Whose appointment is that?
Council.
Council?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we need a motion then to appoint Rich Clark as our newest member of the park board.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So Tammy will take care of swearing him in, collecting his $250.
Do not pass go.
No.
Do not,
yeah. Thank you, Matt.
We appreciate everything also. Let's mention that
yep.
Mike has done through the years for the town.
Very much so. Okay, SS4A update, Debbie.
Speaking of Mike, actually we're having focus group meetings that have received specific invitations from various groups that are active throughout the town. They'll be meeting during the day, and Mike volunteered the YMCA meeting room, so we'll be going up there for those meetings. But there will be a public meeting at 5:30 p.m. this Thursday night at the American Legion Hall. We will have some pizza there. There'll be an opening presentation by HWC that won't last very long, which is an engineering firm that's working with us on that. And then there'll be some boards up so that people can give us their information and their suggestions as to dangerous intersections we might need to take some actions on, up to and including State Road 162, because that is in town also. We have less control of that, but it is in town. Wherever people think we may have some serious problems that we need to have addressed, as well as if they have suggestions for sidewalks in the future, because that was part of our comprehensive plan, that people would like to see more sidewalks, more walking area, more trails. So those are projects we're working on, and the input would be invaluable from the community in order to have that information and move forward with. So Thursday night this week, American Legion, 5:30.
Okay. All right. Waterline, Fifth Street.
Is that Ben again?
Just an update of where we are at. I know with the CCMG grant being denied, that kind of threw a wrinkle into everything.
We still have all the materials ready to go. We're just waiting for weather to be good at this point.
How long have been there? How many blocks are each place?
From Georgia Street to Main Street.
That whole street.
We've had enough pipe left over from the Northview project to take care of that, since we had to switch to the DR18.
Are you going to do open cut that?
That's the plan. We are in a bit of a predicament right now at 5th and Carolina. There's a 4-foot storm sewer, box storm sewer.
Yeah, there is.
That is concrete block. We're trying to figure out that adaption, because it goes straight to that new paved section, so that would be the only thing that we're really concerned about. As far as backfilling, the plan is either full sand or full fill, considering those pack the best.
Yeah, I definitely want to make sure that we get some good compaction.
Holly travel. Ought to maintain.
Good thing is, with CCMG grant pushing back, and then the weather being the way it is, we'll have more time for that ground to actually settle the right way.
Before we pave.
Yes, and then maybe if we do find leaks like we did on Northview, if the ground dries out and then settles again, that might actually give it a better chance to settle and to pack better as well.
Okay. Yeah, the CCMG, that's still, it's been favorable looking at an additional letting of money. It went from 100 million, now it's down to 75 million, but it's still not approved yet, but it is being talked about.
And then the last I saw too, it was going to be limited to those who did not already win this time, right?
Correct.
So that would put ours back in for.
Yeah.
Did we ever find the cause of that? We'll have to look into that. Just to see if there was something specific that turned them off our project.
It was something NDOT did all around the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The cutting all the projects.
340 projects.
Yeah.
So it was just something NDOT did that has literally gotten people all around the state upset, including legislators and stuff like that.
I've been reading that, yeah. So I didn't know this was kind of tied into that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. So,
makes sense.
Okay, so we're still planning on moving ahead as soon as the weather. Okay, all right.
Thank you, Ben.
Utilities accounts receivable update.
I just distribute it to you to keep an eye on it. We are submitting to Trex again. Last year we didn't have a lot of success with the Trex program. Hopefully it will be better this year. People actually have to have a refund if you want to recover. So,
yeah.
Okay. We are having a lot more people pay with credit card.
All right.
It's just the way it is.
Okay. Cybersecurity update. I've been looking into that. There's a couple of different legislative things being pushed around. I'm waiting to see more coming out of that, but well, I think we're going to see that pick up here in the next year or two for sure. So right now, nothing new to add other than being talked about by a few legislators. So, okay, the RDC Ready Grant.
Kind of talked about that earlier.
Yeah. All right. UDA preliminary engineering for a sidewalk trail from the high school property to the Old Town Lake.
We did get a preliminary design. I don't know if Eric commented on it, but from Brett Chip UDA. And Mike Steffi is aware of a grant, and he is looking into that. He and I are going to talk about that a little more Thursday morning, actually, to see what commitment the town would have to make to apply for that grant, at least as maybe a starting point for this project. So we did have numbers, which I believe I shared those maps with everybody. Just take a look at them as to what the positive plan might be if we are able to find some monies to do it. So looking for grants, always looking for grants.
Okay. Property tax reform update, just basically it's being addressed again by the legislature at this time. Our AIM group has put in a lot of, you know, suggestions or whatever. Some are being looked at favorably. Some of them, as you would expect, are being, you know, argumentative and whatever. So it's in discussion. So we'll just have to wait and see what comes out of it. Again, there is nothing we can look at that gives us any idea of what kind of money we got coming in for next year. You know, there's nothing out there yet. So, conflict of interest form for Ron Wire.
There you go.
Oh, I thought we were going to have to flog you or something.
Yeah, I remember for sure you did that.
It has been appropriately handed over to Tammy. All right.
There will be spots on there, Ken, for you to sign as
the president. Okay. Absolutely. All right. Okay, the next one kind of refers to me. Permission to attend the AIM Board of Directors meeting on February 18th. The reason why I'm asking for permission is because it's basically an all-day affair. The Board of Directors meeting is that morning, and then the AIM legislative dinner is that evening where we wine and dine the legislators that show up. And in the past, our guys have been pretty good about coming.
Okay.
And they will literally be seated at a table with myself and Dean Vonderhyde. Let's see, yeah, February 18th, he's still mayor yet. I had to look. And, you know, Neil from Huntingburg will be there to, you know, it's a good one-on-one type thing.
Sure.
And then prior to that, we'll probably be walking to the Capitol to talk to them while they're doing their stuff. The only challenge is that I want to spend the night because after getting up early to get there, and it's at the Westin, so it's, trying to remember the number.
Casino?
No, there's no casino at the Westin that I know of. But it's an expensive room, which ticks me off that's where they're going. But, you know.
It's one night.
And then I'll turn around and come back then the next morning. So I'm just asking for permission to go. I've reserved the room ahead of time because they go out pretty quick when they do these box memo things. So,
you looking for a motion or?
Yeah, a motion to allow me to attend the one night and spend the one evening at
the cost of the town.
The Westin, you know, for the town.
I'll make that motion, Ken.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Salary ordinance amendment?
In your folders, an amendment to the 2026 salary ordinance. It does not change anyone's salary. The only change that's made is when we do salary ordinance every year, there's a template that's used. And in 2023, we had an ordinance that stated that if a town employee is doing certified fire department duties during regular town working hours, they get their town pay and additionally get their volunteer firefighter pay. That's not anything new or different. It's just that our template on our salary ordinance didn't get changed and it wasn't noticed until this year. So it's simply making that clearer.
Okay. So we have in front of us ordinance number 2026-01. It's an ordinance amending ordinance number 2025-25 regarding salaries, compensation, and wages for elected officials, appointees, and employees of the town of Ferdinand, per the information Sharon just shared with us. Is there a motion to approve the ordinance on the evening that it was presented?
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the 2026 DuBois Strong Fee for Services Agreement.
A copy of the agreement in your folders. The terms and the cost has not changed since last year. The total fee for services syndicated will not exceed $5,062.78. And the rest of the agreement tracks.
And we do have someone here who came to plead his case. No.
I'll talk if you want me to, or if you have a question, I'm happy to answer it, but it's up to you.
Ron's grinning at me. He doesn't want you to talk. Come on up.
No, happy to answer questions, or I can just give you a quick 2 minute snippet.
Well, I'll lead off by saying, you know, we've been a part of, it's now the, DuBois Strong, and since its very inception and back many years back, and DuBois Strong has been very generous to Ferdinand in helping us out through different things, and we can't point to any tremendous success because nobody's bought the land around us right now, but we are out there with people trying to help us, you know, sell land and stuff. And
well, they did provide us with some reports. We needed some housing reports and other things, and yeah, that's been, and that was the one thing that popped in my mind. Oh, you helped support the town in their article with the Indiana Business Digest, I believe, article. You had some very nice comments in reference to that, so we appreciate your assistance.
Kim, we'll give you your 2.5 minutes.
Nothing formal. I would just say just a couple things to note. We actually just closed one of our Enterprise Loan Fund micro loans. Revolving loan fund program that we have with a local business here. We haven't asked to say their name out loud. Never know with people, so I won't say, but a Main Street business did apply and received that, just closed that just last week. I'd say the two probably biggest projects that we'll be working on, one is we're going to kind of value engineer the last bits of this, but it's called INC codes or incremental codes. I think President Sicard and some others have had some conversation about that, but really looking at housing, and it's something that was identified in the comp plan here as well. How do we lower development costs? How do we get kind of infill housing and existing lots? That way we're not running water, sewer, power in new places. Get those plans. Eventually, the big goal is to get those plans pre-approved by this board, and then we can go out and say, hey, if you have this lot next to you that you're trying to mow in or whatever, keep it fine, but if you want to build a house, here's a set of plans. Go pick up your finishings and your siding. Things that fit the aesthetic, fit the culture of the town, but also reduces that upfront engineering architecture pieces like that. The other big one will be a talent attraction and retention program that we'll launch here very soon, aiming to help our local employers here, but also looking at, is there a tier two supplier that might want to move to this area? How do we attract that talent that we need for Crane or some other place as well? So good news, two big projects, I'll say that. Going forward, so.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the comments. We need then a motion to approve Tammy and I signing off on the documents that were sent to us previously.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we'll get those signed.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Colton. Thanks for the kind comments, too.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
Thank you.
I come here more often.
Okay. Indiana 15 agreement for codification of ordinances.
Every year, Indiana 15 updates our municipal code and also provides the update of the entire code so that it's available online on our website. Their fee also has stayed at the same as it was last year, which is $1,100. And they are seeking approval for Ken and Tammy to sign off on the contract for services.
Okay. So this basically gets everything updated online for us too, correct?
Yeah.
So, all right. So we need a motion to approve Tammy and I signing off on the contract with Indiana Region 15. At a lump sum cost of $1,100 for the year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
The motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. No parking ordinance, 6th Street.
It was brought to the town's attention that a local business was having recurrent difficulties whenever there were funeral home visitations with people parking in front of their loading dock. So we did take a look at it and got input from both the street superintendent and the police chief with regard to the possibility of restricting parking on part of the south side of 6th Street. And a determination was made by the street superintendent that it would be appropriate to restrict parking starting at a point that's 50 feet from the intersection of Virginia and West 6th Street, and then transversing to the east 65 feet, and to have that portion painted and signage put up with regard to the parking so that the loading dock would be accessible on all of the days that it's necessary for that business to load its newspapers. And also the other signage, any signage that that local business needs to designate its loading dock and to indicate that authorized vehicles only or whether violators would be towed, that would be the responsibility of the business. Ours would be just to restrict the parking in that area and provide the no parking signage and the yellow curbing.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I'm kind of rude to park right in somebody's driveway anyway, so okay. I don't think that's
so we have in front of us ordinance number 2026-02, and it's ordinance amending chapter 9.06 of the Ferdinand Municipal Code regarding traffic regulations. And this relates to West 6th Street, a no parking area. Is there a motion to accept the ordinance at the meeting that it was presented?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next on our list is electric rate, and this was just basically for us to basically state at our last meeting we went ahead and accepted a contract with NextEra to supply us our electricity. the process that we went through as we let out applications for bids to numerous companies. We got four companies that came back with their information. We then set up sit-down meetings with all four of them separately over time, where they came in and they gave us their song and dance and everything, which was very interesting. And in the long run, after we sat there with our help, you know, we actually went out and hired a consultant. We've had a consultant hired for electrical for many years, helped put together all the cost appropriately, because what we were presented was apples, tangerines, pears, and grapefruits, and our consultant pulled it all together, so we're looking at apples. And that's how we came to that decision to go ahead and continue with NextEra. They gave us the best possible pricing that we could ask for at this time. So this was just a chance for us to bring that out in public and state the process we went through. That was the reason why I had that in there.
Correct? That, and we will be doing a rate study because there is an increase coming, probably effective in the midsummer.
Yeah. So there'll be a rate study coming. We knew, previously, based on everything we've been getting, and if you read the newspapers, you'll see it, electrical costs are going up, and which is causing us to look at some different things, too. So there's some legislative affairs there, too, to help control electrical costs. But right now, costs are going up everywhere, and we knew that through NextEra. They were very upfront almost 2.5 years ago telling us, and so that's why we did have a rate increase just a number of months back, trying to head off a large, humongous increase on everybody at one time. So we do have to do another rate study to determine what that's going to be, but that'll be coming up here in months. We'll keep you advised as we get closer.
Yes.
So. Thank you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any special claims?
Nope.
I would need a motion to pay regular claims.
Motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Under announcements, Redevelopment Commission meets on Tuesday, February 17th at 5 o'clock p.m. Town Council meets on Tuesday, February 17th at 6:30 p.m. Board of Zoning Appeals will meet Wednesday, January 28th at 6:30 p.m. Plan Commission meets Wednesday, January 28th at 7 o'clock p.m. Park Board meets Wednesday, February 11th at 4:30 p.m. And Economic Development Commission meets January 26th at 6 o'clock p.m. We do have a live stream link. It's available. You just go out onto our website and you can get to it. The video of tonight's meeting will be available for 90 days. With that, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all very much.
Absolutely.